Rabbi Akiva Oymer, no. Ein la rechayv, if it doesn't have any main place now, you know what? Oysen la rechayv, knock down some buildings and make a main meeting place there. But my commitment to what's the machlokes? Masava rechayv mikor mash. The pasuk says altach rechayv. If it altach rechayv, it means it was there already before. Well, masava. Rabbi Akiva, no. Rechayv has to be mashma. Even a rechayv you make now is also enough. Therefore, we knock down the buildings now and make a rechayv. The Mishnah says that Gdeisha Shibla Yustin, that if you had Hegdish inside the synagogue of Shimon there, so from Korbin Kriz, Ivrach Rishayim, so Hashem does not like such a Korbin, we have to let it die. Kotcha Vedek Abayit, it's an animal that does not Kedushas Mizbeach, it's only meant to be sold and the money to be given over, Yustin, sure you can go and sell it, and the money is given to Hegdish. Since it's Shlal Shemayim, it's not burnt. What about the Trumah, if there's Trumah in the city? Yikavu, you do not burn it because it has Kedusha, but if you cannot eat it, you have to let it rot away. So the hence of the Pasuk says, Tanoi behemas b'chor ha-maisa. So if you have a b'chor not burnt, sin negishis, but eat it. Shalala, hegdish, if you hegdish, then money of maisa, money is use it. We'll see that. On the map, if there's kachim in the city, so we have this, halacha is kachim, is deach. If it's a korban asir oila, or a korban chatis, that's supposed to be brought for korban, yimusu. We say we have to let it die, because we starve it till it dies. Question is, am I in this? So why do we starve and let it die? You know, let it pasture in the fields. Actually, you starve until the min will come on it. The yamachu, and then let's sell it. And with the money, the yipya demand of the dover. Like, really, it's not turning sreifa, because it's called shalal shemayim. It's not shalalah. So if it's not also banor, so to bring the korban itself, that everybody agrees. The pasuk says, zevach Hashem tereva. Hashem does not want a korban of this rasha. The question is true, don't bring it itself, but sell it, and the money bring in the dover. So Rabbi Yechon says, still, the person says, Zedach Hashem Tueva, means anything that comes out of this curve and Hashem does not like. Even the money that would come out of it, Hashem does not want you to bring it from the dover. Therefore, there's no way to get out of this animal but let it die. Rishlok Hashem no, Norman Bailamu, listen, the money belongs to the Bailam. When we're paid for it, it's not the Russia's money anymore. It's money, true, it came out of the Korban, but now it's been by the moon. So why can't we redeem it? So therefore he answers, Vrecha b'kodshim shachaya b'ach yusin. Right. Talk about the case where the owner of the Russia still owns this Korban. Vrecha b'kodshim shachaya b'ach yusin. The case when it was Makdish, this Korban owned him, he took responsibility that if it gets lost, something happens, he has to bring another one. So what? But right now it's Kachim. For the Shimon, he goes to the Shimon Shita. The Yoma, Mom, and Bailamu, it belongs to the owner. Since you have an Achrayis, that's why it has to die. There's no way to be paid with it. It's an Issa HaNoah Chal on it, so it has to die. Really, it should be burnt, but that's not nice. It's a design to burn Kachim. So therefore, we say Yemaisu.
But does it have no Achrayis for it?
Right, they let them. So most of this can't be. Need to say for the safer of his brises, Reb Shimon, instead of Reb Shimon's Rosh of Behemah and Shlomo. It's not Reisha, not Shimon. The Reisha is not the Shimon Shita. So, my answer is true. What Shlokash means to say is, the Kodshim Kalim, we're talking about now Korban Shlomim. That's only Kodshim Kalim. And that's the famous Shita, believe it or not, said, Lili. The Yom HaKodshim Momen Bailim, who? Kodshim Kalim, Momen Bailim. He says, Kodshim Kalim is called Momen Bailim, it belongs to you. It's only given over after the Shechir, after the Zrika, but before that it belongs to you, and the one in Bab Yitzchia says, therefore there's Nisar Noah involved. So therefore, it belongs to the owner. The owner owns it, that is Irem Edachas. Therefore it's turned straight for really. So therefore there's no way to redeem it. Just we do not really burn it because it's a design to Kodshim. So therefore we just let it die. So Moses says, what's coming out now according to Yerush Lakish? Av al Kodshik Kodoshim. My, what do you want to say if it would have been a Korban Chattis or a Korban Oimah? That there, the owner does not own it. It's purely Shlal Shemayim. You want to say then, Yiftu, that you do not have to let it die, but rather wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, and then redeem it, and with the money buy another Korban. If so, Adar Tani Sefer, what does the Sefer say over here? So where's the case that we could save it? It says, Kodshe Bedekabayis. If the animal does not have Kedushas Korban, it's only meant to sell and give the money over, Yiftu, you could do that. Since it's belonged by Hegdish, it's not called Shlal Shlomo, it's called Shlal Shemayim, you could redeem it. So why do we have to jump to a case of Derek Abayis? Let's make a difference in Kachim, in regular Korbanis. But never, when is it said that it has to die? The Kachim Kalim.
only by kosher kama by korban shlomim that it's lomim bailim. Therefore, it's torah israel because it's also banor. Avu kosher kadoshim if it had been a chatis or an oil yifto, maybe then you could redeem it. So why does the price of skip to bebek abayis? It should have said clearly here. So the answer is tivon dikachatois. It doesn't want to say the case of kosher kadoshim. Why? Because it depends. There's a korban chatis that it's a special law from Moshe Sinai shemeso baleo. That if the owner of the korban chatis dies, there's a special law here from a misos law. There's no way to redeem it, but rather you have to let it die. So since the chatis has to be has to die, we do not say kochim kalim. Kochim kalim. We don't say kochim kadoshim is different. Could be played. Of course, not every case could. There's a chatis that has to die. So if it looks sickly, it's not 100% that every kochim kadoshim could be saved. So therefore, we jump. You know which case could be saved. Pedik abayis. Rabbi Yechon is very good. He dashes the posik. It says clearly, Zevach Hashem Tuev, he dashes even the money has to be destroyed. Elo Reshklokish, my time with Rabbi Yechon. Why doesn't Reshklokish also dashen from this posik? That a korban that's owned by a Rosh of Nir Edachas has to die. Omelot can answer poshid. Ki Yamin Zevach Hashem Tuev, Vahani Midli, Hechad Yisnai Binayu. The korban itself. The korban that's owned by Yerusha, Hashem does not want that to be brought. That's a tu'eva. Abul Horka, Kivan, Dishtani, Shtani. Here the question is, let it become a balmum and sell it, and with the money, buy a new korban. That's a shtani, that's something new. Shloka says the prophet doesn't say on that. On that, you could bring the korban. So therefore, Shloka has to explain this price. We're talking about kochim kalim that belongs to the owner, and since he's from the Yerni Dachas, it's turned tu'eva. That's why the korban has to die. Rabbi Shimon only just asked in the brayso tehem tochov le behemas bechor ma'isa, not a bechor and not a ma'isa behema. That these two are not killed if it, even though it belongs to the Yerni Dachas. The question of the Maya skin, what are we talking about? Ilayim a bit meaning that it's a bechor, that's a tam that could be brought for korban and a ma'isa behema that could be brought for korban. The more pshita shlal shemayimu, it doesn't belong to the owner. It's a regular korban. So it's shal shemayim. Pshiti could eat it. What are the Rishim's drasha from behem tochov? Ela babali mimu. Talking about no, where this bechor has a mim on it. So the gemara shlala minu. Why isn't it burnt? It's mamash property of the kohen. And if the kohen is a rasha that's part of the yerni dachas, or even if it's a tzaddik, but its property is burnt. So if so shlala minu, it should be burnt. So how could the Rishim say we let the kohen eat the bechor? On Ravina liyel babali mimu. Yes, Ravina says it's talking about a babali mimu. And still he holds that this animal is saved, it's not burnt. Why? Because it asks like this, Mi shemecha b'toros temtecho. Any animal that you're allowed to eat it any way you want. You can eat it b'toros temtecho like your meat. You can eat it like a regular piece of steak. But if you're also able to go out of the chor or a ma'isa behema, even where it's a baal mum, that's why ma'isa behema, the original owner, eats it. Or if it's a bechor, the kohen eats it, shein necholem b'toros temtecho. Still they have special laws that you cannot eat it like a regular behema. You cannot sell it in the regular marketplace or weigh it on the regular scales. Ela b'toros b'chor ma'isa. There are special halachas yet that you still have to be nei kedusha with it, and you cannot use a regular scale or sell it in the marketplace. Therefore, that's not called behem tochor. That's a drosh of behem tochor and not behemas b'chor ma'isa. Even though they're a baal mum, still the kohen or the owner is allowed to eat it. That's Ravina's pshat in Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says the plig of the Shmuel. Ravina argues on Shmuel that Shmuel learns different pshat than Reb Shimon, that we're only talking about a bechor, that's a tam. But according to Shmuel, if it would be a baal mum, it'd be burnt. Why? Yama Shmuel says like this. Ha'akil korev, everything is brought for korban, v'yakil nifta. Everything could be redeemed. That's his statement. My comma, what does Shmuel mean to say? Hovi comma. It means like this. In the first pasuk of Shlola, it has to belong to the Yerni Dachas and not Shlal Shemayim, who's not a regular korban. I would have thought, Hogakala, Kol Shekorav Kishutam. Any behemoth that has Kedusha on it, that when it's Tam, it's okay, it's brought for korban. Venifta, Kishu Balmum. But when it becomes a Balmum, the Kedusha doesn't just fall off. You have to first be poyed with, redeem it. Such a korban, Mishlal Imayit, is not called owned by the Yerni Dachas, but rather it's Shlal Shemayim. But of the Bechor and Ma'is Debeim have a different halacha. Bechor Shekor Kishutam, true. When the Bechor or the Ma'is Debeim is a tam, it's brought for korban. But Vienna Nifta, Kishu Balmum, the special look here is when the Bechor becomes the Balmum, it automatically is permissible for the Kohen to eat it. He does not have to redeem it first. There's no din pidyon. Or Maisa Behema. When the owner's Maisa Behema becomes the Balmum, the owner has the right to eat it without pidyon. So the Shema says, you see, this does not Kedusha like a regular Korban. When it becomes a Balmum, the Kedusha goes off automatically. If so, Kishu Balmum, who went before Maisur, Mibahema Naska. I need a person with Behema Naska teach me. Even now, when it's a Tam, you're allowed to eat it. It's saved. But according to Shmuel, only when it's a Tam, Rashi explains. But if it would be a Balmum, the Kedusha goes off completely, then it's Mamas called Shalona, that it would be burnt. So according to Shmuel's Pshat and Yom Shimon, when can a Bechor be eaten? Only when it's a Tam, when it's really brought for the Korban. But if it's a Tam, if it's a Balmum, he owes the Kedusha goes off completely, it's called Shlal Ha'ir, that's destroyed, that's burnt.
If the Kedusha is done off, why?
The Torah gives it to the Kohen, the Kohen do what he wants, he could give it to Yisrael. It's his property now, if he wants to sell it to a Jew, he can do it. He doesn't have Kedusha on it now, he can sell it to another Jew. It's only is given over to him, it's a Matana to the Kohen, but he can do what he wants with it.
Even the Balmum.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. When it comes, right, when it comes to Bama, it remains the coins. You have to give it to the coins. The Matnas Kuna, right. That's the whole of the chorus, right.
Without any Kedusha.
Right, right.
The Tam, could that be eaten by Israel if the coin is eaten to Israel?
But Tam is called Kochim Kalim. Kochim Kalim could be eaten by a Jew, yes. Yes. Kochim Kalim could be.
So there's no difference.
Well, Kochim Kalim has no Kedusha on it. It has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim when you're tall. Then it says, Trumas Yikav, this is really our Mishnah, there's any Trum in the city of Nirni Dachat that says Yikavu. Mashmi, you do not burn it, but it's also Bano, you have to let it rot away. It is Chalam, there's an Issa of Nirni Dachat that's Chalam the Truma, therefore it's also Bano, you can eat it, but since it's Kodesh, we give respect, we do not burn it, but rather we let it rot away. Amrav Chizda, Roshon Awela Truma B'Yad Yisroel. When is Halacha talking about that we do not burn it? If it's Truma B'Yad Yisroel, means you do not give it away yet. Then it's called Kedusha, so it's saved. Avol Truma B'Yad Kohen, but the Truma was already given to the Kohen. Kivu Domainu, it's not Mr. Kohen's money, he could do what he can eat it wherever he wants. Kisarach, it's like real Shlal of Yoni. Dachas, that it's burnt. That's what the Chizda said. Moser Rabbi Yisroel, here's his question. It's Zed Halacha, Nice Hashem, the Kisvi HaKodesh. If you have Maisa Sheni that belongs to a Jew, or Kisva because he owns a Chumash, or a Nach, Yignezu, says the Mishnah, the Rav, you do not burn it, but rather you only bury it. The question is why? According to you, will Maisa Sheni be Ad Yisrael, Ketruma be Ad Kohen Domi? It should be the same thing. Truma also has Kedusha, just as given over to the Kohen, the Kohen Kedusha, like belongs to him. Ukatani Yignezu. So Maisa Sheni also belongs to the Jew. And still it says, we do not bury it, we do not burn it, but rather only bury it. Since it has Kedusha on it, even though it's owned by this Rosha, but still, we bury it, we do not burn it. So it should be the same way by Truma also. Even Truma that belongs to a Kohen should also just be buried. So Moshe says, surely you're right. Eli Yitna, if you learned the Chizdi, meant Hochi, this is what he meant to say. Amr al-Chizdo. Lo Hashanim alo Truma biyat Kohen. When do we say that it has to be buried? You cannot eat it. Only if the Truma was already given to a Kohen, and the Kohen lives in this Irani Dachas, so then it has to be buried. Avol Truma biyad Yisrael, but the Truma is still in the hands of the Yisrael. So then the klal is Tinosim LeKohen Shabir Acheres. I'll tell you, he should do something with it. Let him give it to a Kohen in another city, and then he'll be saved. You'll have to eat it. So when do we say it's like Osir Banor? You have to bury it only if it's biyad Kohen. But if it's biyad Yisrael yet, Mashmi does not own it yet. He has to give it away, so it's not called his property. Therefore, it's not called the Yisra Manor. He can give it away to a Kohen in a different city, and he'll be able to eat it. First, he missed the question. I, we Paschal, tell you this in Noz Mammon. We owe the Yisra Royal that has the Truma even before he gives it to a Kohen. Tell you this in Noz called Mammon. Even if it's Biyad Yisra, it should be Yisra Manor.
Right.
Here, at least this man, the Yom holds out like that. Chiz holds that this Truma, if it's Biyad Yisra, he did not give it away yet, since he himself cannot eat it. So it's not called Shlal yet, therefore you can give it to a Kohen in another city, and then it'll be saved. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Mishnah, Sabraisa, Tanan Hossam. Isa Shem Maisa Sheni. If you have dough that was made from wheat of Maisa Sheni, Ptura Minachala, Spata Minachala. What do you say? It's called Mam Gavoya, Spata Minachala. Tivra Bimeya, you can eat it without taking off Chala first. The Chavim Achayavim, no, it's called Mam and Hedyit, and therefore belongs to Machloikas of Meister Sheni Yishlayim. There's only Machloikas in Yishlayim itself. There's a Chom Say Yechayiv, because in Yishlayim you could eat it, it belongs to you. The Meister Sav of Meister Sheni Lom Gevoyu, even in Yishlayim it's called Lom Gevoyu, it's part of the Chalon, but in Sav, no money had you do. It belongs to you, it's private money, like, it's private dough, so it's Chayiv in Chalon. Ah, well, the Gvulin, but if this might the dough of Meister Sheni is outside Yishlayim, you cannot eat it yet. The Rehako Potter, everybody holds your Potter in a Chala, it's not called belonging to you yet, it's Zichah called Momen Gevoya, therefore your Potter in a Chala. On this, Moshe Rav Yosef asks a question. It says, now, Mishnah, Meister Sheni, the Kisvei HaKodesh Yignizu. If you have Meister Sheni in the early darkness in the city, it is also Ba'anor, and therefore it's Yignizu, you have to bury it, you can't eat it. So the question is why? But my askinin, which city are we talking about here that our Mishnah says Meister Sheni is also Ba'anor? Just that you bury it, I was covered of the Kedusha of Meister Sheni. You lie if you're talking about Yishlayim, so therefore it'd be good. It goes according to Chomim, to the Smam and Hedjit, and that's why it's also Banor. It can be. May ever Yirin Dachas, does Yishlayim ever become Yirin Dachas? For Tani, we learned. Asarat Dvorim Nem Yishlayim, there are 10 special laws about Yishlayim. The Duachas, these are one of them is, Eilam Nasas Yirin Dachas. Yishlayim can never be destroyed. Even if rove people, their worship of Avodah Zarah, the special law of Yishlayim, we cannot destroy. So we can't be talking about Yishlayim here. Sevielo Birachel, talking about it came, Meister Sheni, from another city. And still the Mishnah says that it's also Banor. So you see, the Chur belongs to you. So what do you want to answer me? V'yaskul Agavor, that you brought it into Yerushalayim. So that's why it's Toin Sreifa, because it was brought into Yerushalayim. So where it says no, Hokatul Mechitzes, the such halacha that any Meister Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, the Mechitzes are clear, like grabs it, that once it's Chal Heter Achila, if you brought it in there before you became the Yerni Dachas, later when you become the Yerni Dachas, it does not become Asa Banor. Even though we're still going to see it's only the Rabbanon de Kalacha, so the Ran explains that the Lacha before, Nichsei Rishoyim is only burnt if it's Tikbite, if you can bring it back into the city and bury it there. But here there's a Lacha with the Rabbanon that once Meister Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to take it out. So since you're not supposed to take it out, it's not called Tikbite. It can't be brought back into the city, therefore it's not destroyed. So Moses says, so it can't be Meister Sheni that came into Yerushalayim, because if it came into Yerushalayim, why is it Yigma? It's to bury it, it's Mutatit. El Allah B'Gvulim, we're talking about the Meister Sheni, is outside in another city, in an Ir Dachas, or Gatan Yignzu, and the Mishnah says clearly, it's supposed to be buried. So you see, it is Chalon Issa, Ir Dachas on it. You see, it belongs to them. It's not called Mamun Gavoya. It's a Kashan of Chizda. He said any Meister Sheni, that the Meister Sheni became tummy. So what? Well, if we can, let's be pointed with now in Yerushalayim. You can still eat it and sell and use the money. The Omri of Lazar, Minayin, the Meister Sheni Shinitma, how do I know that the Meister Sheni became tummy? Even inside Yerushalayim. Usually, Meister Sheni would have come to Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. You can't redeem it into money. But if it's tummy, you could. Talmud the Pesach says, Loisuch al Shei, so you can't carry it up. So we dash in the ancient says, Elo achila means eat it. Because in a case where you can't eat the Meister Sheni, Shinema, the Pesach says, Ve'yisam asoyes meis tonav. So it means food, portions. So any time you cannot eat the Meister Sheni became tummy, you're allowed to be poyder it. So if the Meister Sheni became tummy, so what? Be poyder it. So we're talking about Yaskinon, Pulakuach. We're talking about that this Meister Sheni was not the original Paris. It was the money that you redeemed the Paris onto. And you took the money and you bought all the food with it. So that food is not strong enough to be poyder anymore.